you turn on the light. Don't laugh, it will be alright. Pull me out another phone. I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try. Get it on like once before. When people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored like the video film we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but she knows she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rest. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. Hard enough to keep formation with this fallout saturation. Cursing at the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia. The bureaus apply for aging men. With snorting head he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the rage no more. Like the video films we saw. His name was always Buddy, and he shrugged and he'd ask to stay. She sighed like Twig the Wonder Kid and turned her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. His name was always Buddy, and he'd shrug and he'd ask to stay. She'd sigh like Twig the Wonder Kid and turn her face away. She's uncertain if she likes him, but you know she really loves him. It's a crash course for the rivers. It's a driving Saturday. Driving Saturday. It's a driving Saturday.
Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken,
when you're high,
better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription-safety.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You did a great something about the women's show today. You should be proud of yourself, subbing for other long-going shows on MFOs.
Let's keep going with the women.
Well, I got something else queued up now.
Oh. How about forget that last comment? We'll completely forget it and we'll move on.
I'll play a lady for you after.
All right. Are we going to do lots of local, lots of original stuff?
If that's what you want, Arthur.
What do you think?
A star of the day.
That's
who
right.
Who could it be? Arthur Nason. There is he.
There is he. There he is.
There he is.
That's right. But it's not just about me. Let's do all kinds of local stuff today. What do you think is new and good? Any of the bands that are kicking? Let's look at all that.
We will look at all that, and I'm still getting things together. I'm not even signed in. Bad traffic this morning.
Ooh.
And stomach problems.
You okay?
I'm okay. I got a new song though. I thought about it on the toilet. Making moves. I'm making moves. Boom, 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 boom. Making moves. Never
mind. Better than a lot of what's out there. You got to admit that.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Gotta buy a gun. Ain't it fun 'cause you're taking care of number one? Ain't it fun when you just can't find your tongue? Just stuck it way too deep in something that really stung. Ain't it fun? Such fun, such fun, 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 fun. Somebody came to me and they spit right in my face. but I didn't even feel it. It was such a disgrace. I broke the window, smashed my fist right through the glass, but I couldn't even feel it. It just happened too fast. It was fun, such fun, such fun.
remember the Dark Flag Spiders instrumental segment before the third verse? You started, Jimmy.
Streets from my side, spouting from the mushroom like a world's a wheel. The game won't ever end. My time seems like it'll never be. But it's not gonna be one way ride. But it's not gonna be no place to hide. But it's not gonna be one way ride. But it's not gonna be no place. I'm gonna
In the sky we search for Superman. Though we've never seen him there. Superman.
I still can't get my password right, Arthur.
I don't know what my password is.
16 years. Somebody 16 said congratulations
years?
To me the other day. So
that's nice.
Yeah. I didn't even realize that. I'm like, oh, okay. I guess it's my anniversary.
This show.
They see that on like LinkedIn or something.
Huh. This show or in general with radio?
And no, on WMFO.
No kidding.
I've been in radio 20 years.
That's fantastic. Huh.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yeah, let me try this a couple of times. I'll ask you a couple questions while I'm dealing with it.
None of this is really here. None of this is really happening.
don't get me confused.
I'm already confused.
91.5 WMFO in Medford over here at Tufts University. I'm Brian Young. It's a crash course for the Reavers Show. Of course, we started at 1, in case you were wondering what was going on, and I haven't been able to put the songs in. They might have been coming across anyway.
It was dead air the whole time. But
it probably says that the audio system's playing it. It used to say Rick Deckard. That might have changed, though.
I don't know who that is.
Actually,
I do know who that
is. It's Harrison Ford's character in Blade Runner.
Oh.
That's who Rick Deckard is. It's the robot.
Okay. So this is like HAL 2000 or something like that. All right.
Yeah, they might have changed it to something like that. I'm not sure. But I think the songs still get recorded and they see what's playing, but they didn't see my name. Yes, I was playing those. Sky Bauer was before us. He did a wonderful job substituting for Something About the Woman.
Doesn't he have the best radio name you could imagine?
Sky Bauer, yeah. He's got a good show title, Through Rising. Sky Bauer Rising.
Okay.
On Tuesdays. Now 2 hours.
All right.
Oh, here we go. Nope. Anyways, I'm here with Arthur Nason. That's who we just heard. That's his.
That's who we heard.
That's his hit song, Superman.
Oh, it's a hit. Yeah.
Okay. Let's start from the beginning because it's been a while since I've chatted. My memory's not so well, but that makes good for the listeners to know who you are, Arthur.
Okay. I was born in a manger.
No, where were you born? Where did you grow up?
Boston Hospital. Yeah. I was born right here in the city.
South Shore Hospital here.
No kidding.
Yep. And I've been there for the past week doing tests for my stomach.
How's that going?
They still don't know what's wrong with it.
Huh.
I know I digest very slowly.
All right.
It's always upset. Sometimes it hurts.
Okay. Could that be like Crohn's disease or something like that?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But I am a doctor. I perform surgeries like out in the parking lot all the time.
Okay, I need to make an appointment, doctor.
You don't need an appointment. You don't need any, and as well, anesthesia, forget it. You're going to be fine without it.
What, do you get a hammer?
Well, you could lie down and get up real fast. And maybe you'll get a little dizzy.
It's Three Stooges.
Yeah, it's that kind of stuff right there. Get the anesthetic, the big hammer. That's going to do it right there. That'll take them out. So if you need the anyone, call in for surgery as well. What's that number again?
You know, it is 855-915-9636. You can call that too if you have a request, and I will play it.
And that's cut price surgery at that number, okay?
I'll play it if I like it, and if I don't like it, if Arthur likes it, I'll play it.
If there's surgery involved, I'll let you play it. All right, how about that?
If we both dislike your request, sorry, wait for Vincent Magazzini. He will play anything.
I don't know who that is.
He does Acoustic Sailing, which is a really good show.
Oh, I've met him. He's a good guy.
He's a really nice guy. Yeah. I've known him. I think he started here before me. I've known him since I started here. But I always laugh. He always says, you know, make a request. And he says the number. And he goes, I will play anything.
That's pretty hilarious.
Why would you say that? I'm not going to play anything.
Why don't we say that? We should say that. I'll play anything. There might be an argument about it, but I'll play anything.
It's a crash course for the ravers. We play ravers music.
Who are ravers? What are ravers?
Ravers, exactly. To me, in my mind, party goers.
Wasn't that like
people who rock
England? You know, that was after.
That was after
those big warehouse parties.
Ravers to me has nothing to do with rave music. I probably first heard the term with long before that stuff with Buddy Holly's Rave On.
Okay.
Which basically means party on, rock on. It's like a rock and roll, man.
Rock and roll.
Raver.
Man. I'll try and look into that. That's great.
Raver, yeah.
Yeah.
Basically a party goer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Those English
party.
Kids. I don't know what was wrong with those English kids.
Yeah.
They were up there in warehouses.
They stole the name Rave
from
and
Buddy
Raver.
Holly.
Yeah.
They probably stole his glasses, too.
Buddy Holly could have come up with a name. I don't know. No,
yeah.
I'm sure his friends maybe, anyway.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't around in the English language for the last few hundred years, so it was not really to be, you know, it was his invention.
Not in the way he used it.
No, of course not. Of course not. So it's a totally different thing.
I mean, yeah, Rave.
No one said it.
No, but
Shakespeare is not
rave
in Shakespeare.
Does mean, I think that's been around for a while, like rave, like, you know, like to cheer for something.
There was Stark Raving Mad, so maybe
that
happened a long time ago, too.
Right.
That was around there. Oscar Wilde, I don't think he said anything like that. Maybe Shakespeare did, I think, a long time ago. And again, English kids who were in warehouses, you know, abandoned warehouses, throwing kind of wacko parties and stuff like that. You know,
I remember it.
Yeah.
I was kind of mad that they were using it wrong. And this, because the way I think of it, because especially, you know, this show is called The Crash Course for the Ravers. And it's taken from David Bowie's lyric from Drive-In Saturday off the Aladdin Sane album.
Yep.
I mean, that was, early 70s or Aladdin Sane? Mid 70s, I guess.
I'm trying to remember, but yeah, around there for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was definitely using it as the ravers. So.
Yeah, he was a raver.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
He might have been an alien. He's a rock god, that's for damn sure.
Yeah.
We pray to him here.
Yeah, he was good.
So you grew up in Boston.
Yeah.
When did you start? When did you know you wanted to create music?
Young child, early childhood. I announced to great hilarity that I was going to write music at a young age, and everyone fell over laughing. They're still laughing about
it. Wait, Mike, 4? I'll turn you up a bit. I was gonna say, speak up. I can just turn you up.
This thing works. Okay.
Mike Four. Yeah.
Yeah. At a real, real young age. And, you know, just was doing that all along. And it's been downhill ever since.
Were you ever in a band, or has it always been like you and your and now kids?
I basically describe what I do as a benevolent dictatorship, and so I don't really what's the best, it's a nicer way of saying it, but it's not coming to mind. I have my own ideas, I have my own ways of articulating them, and I don't really want to water that down or right. hear from anybody else or have to speak with other people at any point.
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's kind of beautiful. Anyway, I have done bands. I've done different things like that were more collaborative. And I just got a lot more done doing it on my own. I think a lot of people are going to thrive more in a band. I'm just not one of them.
Right.
You know?
Well, luckily, you can, like, play... Do you play all the instruments on your recordings? I know your son helps some.
I have for years. Like, new stuff that I'm working on, I'm playing all the instruments on it. My own drums, pianos, real instruments, not the programming kind of stuff, which really is tiresome. Don't you find that to be when all of a sudden you hear, like, a drum machine or one of those weird kind of cicada things going on? It's like... Oh, Christ, this isn't going to go anywhere fast, you know? And it's just like, it's depressing and stupid. It's destroying radio. But you're bringing it back. You're bringing radio back.
Well, thank you for thinking
Yeah. so. iHeartRadio stock is hovering at around...
iFart? What?
Yeah.
Who? What? Brett, where?
And Odyssey just went from being a public company to going private again because their stock was hovering between 5 and 10 cents.
Hey, I got in!
What did you get in?
This whole time I've been trying to sign in.
Huh.
You know what? It's my old email and Comcast.net. I had it like Comcast.net. That was the problem.
I think they
time.
Should change their name because it's not going well for Comcast.
I don't even know if it exists. It's just that it was the email I had when I started here years ago.
Huh.
Oh, boy. Oh, look, it has been put... How does that happen?
What happened?
This thing's smarter. Rivendell's smarter. Spinatron's smarter than I knew. It looks like it's been logging what I've been playing on A Crash Course for the Ravers, even though I'm not signed in.
Do you always show up to this show drunk? I mean, is that just... Or is it just?
You can't say that.
Oh, I can't say that?
Or even pretend that.
Oh, you can't pretend that?
No.
Oh, okay.
He's obviously joking, folks. No. I have never drank before work. Okay. Never.
I've never joked about it either. It's never happened.
Hey, don't joke about it here.
No, can't do that. All right.
But I didn't mean to scold you so bad.
No, I got to learn these
about,
things.
We can laugh about it later.
Yeah. Or have the FCC come over later. One or the other.
Well, what was the first album that you... I'll tell you this, though, about that. You know, some people might think that I'm drinking or something.
Okay.
Because I'm so wild and crazy guy. Mm-hmm. I'm a raven.
That's a good Jerry Lewis impersonation.
I'm whitey.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You should do the whole show, Jerry Lewis.
Jerry Lewis.
Why not?
I do like to mimic Jerry.
Yeah, let's do that. You got it. It's all yours. No more music, just Jerry Lewis the whole time.
I was thinking of doing voiceovers at one point. I can copy a lot of things.
Sure. That guy, Billy West, is brilliant.
I like
brilliant.
How you picked up Jerry Lewis. I didn't even know I was doing him, but I was. What did you say about Billy West?
Have you heard of him? He's brilliant.
I've interviewed him on air.
No kidding.
Over the phone. I did a phone interview with him.
Fantastic at it.
I love Billy.
Absolutely
love Billy.
Amazing.
And he got his start over at WBCN, kind of like me.
Yeah. And now BCN is what?
Gone.
Yeah. WBOS is now an investment channel. They just talk about...
I thought I just got on here. What the heck is going on now? I'm sorry, buddy. Okay, here I am logged in, I think. You will hear about technical difficulties on my show, 'cause everything I wear on my sleeve.
Do it more Jerry Lewis. That would be more. Guy with the machine and the braking and the whole thing, you know. Do that one. That's fun.
No. Hang on. I'm trying to concentrate. I'll have to ask you another question.
All right. Yes, no, 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 yes. Those are the answers.
So you've always been solo. You've never really been with a real band.
I've done some bands in and around New York area and some up here, but I really, it's been a solo thing all along. I've come up with my own ideas, arrangements, and all of that. Even one of the last bands I was in, they were basically saying, we'd rather see you go into the studio and do it yourself, and then we'll learn the stuff and we'll play it live. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, that's kind of interesting. And it was because the arrangements had their own sort of thing to them, and they wanted to really hear what I was hearing and play it that way. Mm-hmm. And so I got to a point where it was like, oh, come on. There's no real reason for that.
Well, you know, I mean, you say there's a lot of things I agree with what you're doing. Perhaps I would do the same thing if I could play a friggin' instrument.
Okay.
You know?
Right.
I'm a lead singer lyricist. Because I can do that.
But some people...
You have a lot of talent in many things.
Yeah.
You know, luck? I don't know. Or, you know, just from you learning, I mean, perseverance.
You could say a lot of things about it, yeah. I mean, there's a certain element of it that is a gift, I think.
Yeah.
There's a certain parts of it that somebody, I mean... You have a certain amount of insight into it, and that is innate, I believe. But there's also a lot of years and years of work and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I mean, the live thing, I haven't been focused on that so much lately, especially like from pandemic on. I've really looked at that as being kind of like, okay, I mean, our clubs are still open and things are still happening and all of that. But I've been pivoting more toward... TV and movies.
Awesome. I've done a little acting myself.
Really?
Yeah. You can see look up Brian. I use for film Brian Douglas Young.
Okay.
I use my middle name because I think it sounds good.
Yeah.
And people might think I'm related to the Douglases.
Or Douglas Fairbanks or something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly.
It sounds movie-ish. So I use Brian Douglas Young, and it's also because there's so many Brian Youngs out there. It's crazy.
Okay.
That's also why I make my name a little different on Facebook. Like,
okay.
I changed a couple of the letters, to, like the A looks weird.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what you call it.
So from now on
letters.
Facebook, Brian, Jerry Lewis impersonator, you know, Young. I think that would really set you apart, and that would people, you know, would get that.
We do have a new single from you. I want to play, let's play something else, though. What's like, I know you like, we did Superman. What else would you like to play?
Do you want to, I mean, remember when I,
There's just a couple things I got to take care of here still.
Okay, so you want to throw a rock thing on instead, like either Sleep Till Noon or You'll Never Change.
Sleep Till Noon.
Because that's more in line with what your show is.
That's great. I'm glad you think of that, Arthur.
Yep, see? I should be programming these things.
And that's what it should be. I don't hate everything I won't play.
I do.
And sometimes I don't even dislike it. There's a lot of things I like that just don't fit what the show's about.
That makes sense.
But here's Arthur. This certainly fits. It's Arthur Nason, Sleep Till Noon. We'll be talking more with him. And I know some people who I went to a rock opera last night.
Where was this?
Beasties at the Regent Theater.
What'd you think?
In Arlington. It was very entertaining. It was good.
It was good.
I think it was kind of hard to follow for me. I mean, the story itself.
Okay.
I mean, I could get bits and pieces, but...
Was there a story?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
He actually wrote 3 books, so I guess I'm going to find out.
Who's the guy who wrote the books?
Gary Summers.
Okay.
He does Comic-Con.
Okay.
And what I think it could have used, and, you know, they've only done 2 shows so far. I think they're going to continue, and this thing will evolve.
All right.
I think they need, like, a little, what's it called, synapse? Tell you what the story's about.
A synopsis.
Yeah, synopsis. Thank you.
Well, a synapse is something between the brain. And maybe that's needed
maybe
as
I'm
well.
Missing that.
A synaptic connection between, you know, cells of the brain, which is always a good thing.
Well, that's what I was going to say about the drinking thing. Some people have posed that question to me. And I'm like, smell my friggin' breath. I'm not, you know, I don't even get drunk anymore. I used to be a crazy, mad, drinking raver.
Yeah. Okay.
Got pancreatitis, though. This was in my 30s.
Oh.
When I was in my early 30s. And haven't really been drunk, that drunk since.
Wow. More for me.
But I will have a few. Like, you know, I mean, I didn't do anything for 8 years. But, like, when I go out to enjoy myself, somebody else is driving.
Well, that's
which
smart.
Which I didn't give a crap about when I was in my crazy
20s and so forth, yeah.
Alcohol riddled phase. Someone else was drunk. Yeah, I had three beers, and that's usually my limit.
That could be nice.
Yeah, not that I really set a limit, but
that's about where
I'm not swilling. That's as much liquid I need.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
And yeah, sometimes I feel a little buzz, but I don't get drunk.
Hmm.
That's not fun anymore.
Okay.
Not for me.
All right.
I know it's fun for people who haven't experienced everything I did. But that might be true.
But maybe they'll catch up at some point, you know? Maybe they will.
But a lot of my stuff, I think, is pure craziness. I may suffer from bipolar depression.
Okay.
I see a doctor about it. Been in therapy for years.
How's that going?
It helps.
Good.
They help me.
Good.
The psychiatrist who I have to see, I have to see them to get my medication.
Okay.
Okay. And I probably would never have sobered up without my medication.
All right.
Admittedly. Everything I do is prescribed now, though.
I think we should have people call in with all of their various problems. That number again is
855.
No, I think it'd be hilarious. We could do this old Dr. Phil stuff. People call in and we'll just basically, no, you're doing it all wrong. You don't know what you're talking about. And just berate people for the next, hour or two. What do you think? 915-9636. The prefix is 855. So 855-915-9636. If you're looking to really feel worse about yourself, we're going to help you.
Very good.
Yeah. That's kind of like Fraser Crane if he was like some punk rock kid or something like that.
So what I was going to say, and I've brought this to them, I have to see these doctors to get my medication.
Okay.
I think I could do everything without them.
All right.
But the therapist, I've made good friends with.
Nice.
We talk about rock and roll most of the time.
Okay.
You know? The guy's from New York. You know, was there when the stuff was happening, the punk stuff I love was happening, you know?
Uh-huh.
So we talk a lot about that.
Great.
I inform him about a lot of stuff he doesn't know. So I'm really good friends with Larry, my doctor, and the other guy, the psychiatrist who prescribes, I go to just because I need to. It's.
So do you speak with the person, or is he just a
psychopharmacologist? He speaks to me for 20 minutes every 3 months.
Okay.
You know, Larry, I see weekly, and I like to.
So the other guy's
it's like visiting a friend for an hour, and someone who will listen to everything I say.
So the other guy's kind of like Elvis's doctor. He'll give you whatever you want. Don't worry about it.
That's not true.
Not exactly true.
No, he's tried everything for years, and I don't know if they have the right combination. What I was gonna say is whenever I'm broadcasting or doing things with my band, I feel a bit manic. Happy, very happy.
But people get jacked up. I mean, it's the adrenaline of it. So, I mean, that's
right.
Totally natural.
Right. So that's what I've asked both my doctors about this. Like, is this a bad thing? Is this a bad thing? Am I annoying? I don't know, but I don't think so. I think people like listening to me.
But it would be weird if you didn't get excited about doing something like that, don't you think? If you had flat affect going out to do a show, that would be kind of strange.
Well, those are bad DJs, yes.
Oh, there's a lot of those.
They're
out still,
there.
Yeah. They work for, what's the name of that company? I can't say it, right?
iFart.
That's what I can't say on the radio, right? There's that? Okay. I'm
just
learning.
I was saying iFart. What are you talking about?
Exactly. We all have a good time.
I flatulate.
Yep.
But. So what I was going to say, you know, I asked them, is this bad? The psychiatrist who prescribes the medication said, does it last for days?
Oh, that's interesting. Is it a manic episode?
I said, not at all. I go, after the show, after any performance I do,
sure,
I'm pretty calm and back to normal afterwards and not so crazy.
But you're not doing an Iggy Pop thing with the broken bottles and the peanut butter or anything like that?
Not that bad, but it's getting a little more weird, I'll tell you
that.
But, but I think it's going in the right direction. But,
yeah, and the ticket sales.
My mother went to the last show.
Okay.
She loved it. She's in her 80s.
All right, was she throwing the peanut butter at you? What was happening with that? No? It wasn't?
No.
And she had fun?
She had a lot of fun.
That's great.
My sister.
That's great. It's
the first time they ever saw me perform. And I put the band together like 12 years ago. So, yeah, that was pretty great.
That's wonderful.
And she could actually see I am doing something and not making everything up.
That's good.
And she loved all my friends. Thank you, friends.
That's really nice. That's good.
Because I think she was always just afraid I was hanging out with a bad crowd, but she saw everyone there.
Well, I mean, think about most of the guests that you have on this show. I mean, it's kind of different.
Everyone's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, but especially my close friends, they're good people.
Sure.
They wouldn't be my close friends if they weren't.
Yeah.
And she sees that, so that's good.
That's nice.
So what he said is, does it last for days? And I said, no, it does not. And he goes, you have nothing to worry about.
That's great news.
He said, this is fine.
Okay.
And then... I told you I was getting tests done from the hospital for my stomach. So they said I had to have an empty stomach the other day. I didn't take any medication at all.
Okay.
Had the tests done. On the ride back with Marie, I was just like this. I was feeling a little manic again. Which, it doesn't happen all the time. It usually happens when I'm performing or broadcasting. But I said, oh, wow, I'm like feeling happy without medication.
Okay.
Which is cool. I think I could, maybe I can do it without it, you know?
All right. That's interesting.
Like a lot of it is just me.
Hmm.
But I was so depressed for years and didn't really know what happy was. So, I'm finding these things out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm finding out about myself that this is the way I am. It's not, they're not giving me any heavy drugs, you know? It's just stuff to tweak my brain a little bit.
Okay.
But when, off of them, I was still happy, and it amazed me.
Have you talked with your doctor about getting off stuff? I don't know if it's relevant or not. I'm just asking the question.
I've made them throw some of it out the window. I said, I don't think these things are doing absolutely anything for me.
Okay. And when you got off them, it didn't make any difference?
No.
That's good.
For years and years, they were trying all kinds of stuff that just wouldn't work. And now I'm doing okay.
That's great news. That's good to hear. And you're transforming radio into being something fun again.
I'm trying.
I try.
That's all important. I can say.
Because, I mean, what do we got? What do we got now?
Loving, that's what we got. Remember that.
Yeah, that's what we got.
Hey, sorry, we've been blabbing us the show. What have I played? Three songs. Trust me, if you just listen to a crash course for the Ravers, it's usually much, much more music.
But now it's a psychiatry show with a Jerry Lewis impersonator. So let that rip, okay? Let's give it a shot.
But
come on.
I have my guest, Arthur Nason here, who I consider a good friend.
Hello.
I think you're one of the most intelligent people I know in the music scene. I'll tell you that.
Okay. Well, that's kind of nice.
So, you know, so, I really take your opinion, like, to heart.
Okay.
Just have great conversations with Arthur, always, on or off radio. So, sorry we've just been blabbing and blabbing.
We could continue that way. I'm fine with it.
But I hope it's entertaining for the rest.
And if it isn't, well, you know, what are you going to listen to WBOS and get stock advice or something like that?
I don't know. You've already slept till noon, haven't you? 91.5 WMFO, Medford.
There you go. Turn that.
Thank you.
Okay.
91.5 WMF. Oh, in Medford. It's Crash Course for the Ravy Show. I'm Brian Young. That right there is Arthur Nason.
No, it's Jerry Lewis.
And I'm not even going to do it.
All right, but don't do it.
I don't want people to think I'm...